the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to our show this morning. My name is Tony Bush, and Randy Melzer is out golfing today. I've been out on business and we're rotating, but next weekend we should be here together. And we want to welcome you to Biz Talk this morning. Our guests this morning are twofold. We have Bank First National here. Bill Bradley is a Vice President of Business Lending. And we also have the pleasure of having Michelle Farocki joining us. Michelle is she's an employee benefits consultant with ANSE Insurance, and we're going to be talking about health benefits this morning for your business. Bill, tell us a little bit about Bank First National, and you're putting up that new office out on West Wisconsin Avenue. What is Bank First National, and what do you do there?
Bank First National is a community bank, and it's been around for approximately 120 years, headquartered over in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and has been expanding geographically quite rapidly recently. Added an Oshkosh office about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and if anybody's been around the Fox River Mall, mm-hmm. our office right at Wisconsin Avenue and 41 is taking shape. And we are a community bank, as I said. We invest in people and their businesses.
You're a relationship-focused bank, and you do business lending, mortgage lending, consumer lending, all the services.
Yeah, full-service bank, yep. And with a focus on the people.
I know at SCORE we have a lot of business clients. That's what SCORE does, is we mentor business owners, and they're always looking for a financial institution to help them grow their business or start their business. You guys do that. You also do SBA-guaranteed loans?
Yes, both the traditional SBA 7(a) loans, and then also the 504 debentures.
That's a great program. Yep. Well, glad to see you coming into Appleton. Anxious to see the bank open up. This is sometime in the first quarter.
Yeah, we did establish an opening date of January 19th, so the Tuesday Super. After Martin Luther King Day. We will be open for business, and looking forward to seeing everybody from around the Fox Valley.
Great. Thanks, Bill. I also want to mention that Bank First National is a sponsor of Biz Talk, and we really appreciate the support that you and your team are giving to Biz Talk and to the SCORE chapter. And I believe this is your second year, and we look forward to many years with you as a sponsor. So thanks for being a sponsor, and thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Michelle, you're with ANSE and Associates.
Correct.
And tell us a little bit about your background and what you do at ANSE, and what does ANSE offer?
ANSE & Associates is an independent insurance agency, actually the second largest independent insurance agency in Wisconsin. We have 11 offices throughout the state, and we're a family-owned business. Mm-hmm. In 1946, Mike ANSE's dad started ANSE with a goal of helping entrepreneurial people in this community. When Mike tells stories about his dad, and you'll always hear stories about Mike's dad, which is great, he likes to share how they would go to the people's homes and just find out what were their needs, whether it was they originally had parts in banking, which is our connection, again, with Bank First National, and then with their commercial insurance or their personal lines insurance or whatever it is that they needed assistance with, maybe even wills. The idea that Adolph started was all about helping business owners, small business owners, and then helping them grow and be successful. And so that spirit has pretty much continued on through all of ANSE. And we're a full-service independent insurance agency where we have specialists in personal lines insurance, so with your home and auto. I just actually had to send in all my information for my son who got his driver's license recently. And also the business insurance, so if you're, mm-hmm. Property and liability and workers' compensation and such. And then my specialty is employee benefits. Mm-hmm. So I work with groups, whether they're a group of two or a group of, 1,000, groups with their employee benefits, so their health insurance or dental, short-term disability, and items like that. And another focus of that is consulting, so the HR services that are also offered.
Mm-hmm. Now, you used a term in the pre-show called the ANSAI way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty much summarized the relationship consulting advocacy that ANSAI delivers to their clients? That's what Adolph started, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It's a matter of sitting down with people, just sitting down and having a conversation and listening. I've learned that you can ask a few questions and learn an awful lot because people will start to share. And that's where it needs to start, is identify what it is that a company or individuals need. Develop solutions or programs that would help them, implement the programs that fit. Everything doesn't, you know, it's not a one-size-fit-all. And then monitor and make adjustments along the way.
Mm-hmm. Michelle, if folks would like to contact you, say, next week after the show, how can they reach you? What is your phone number, your email address?
My phone number is 920-370-4248. And my email is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, dot Froehlke, F as in Frank, R-O-E-H-L-K-E, at ANSAI, A-N-S-A-Y, .com.
Great. And Bill, how can they reach you if they'd like to talk about a banking relationship?
Yes, my phone number is 920-609-3401, or email at Bradley, that's B-B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, at bankfirstnational.com.
Mm-hmm. And you're servicing the Appleton area now, aren't you?
Yeah, we're not location specific, but yeah, right. We've got a great presence here already without the building. And
This is just going to augment what you already have here.
Exactly.
It'd be a good launching pad to build more business.
Yes.
Good. We're going to take our first quick break right now. It's 9:20, and we'll come back on the other side. We're going to learn more about health benefits for employers and what some of the challenges are. So stay tuned. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're talking with Michelle Froehlke from ANSAI and Associates. Michelle is an employee benefits consultant. We also have Bill Bradley in the studio with us. Bill is a vice president with BankFirst National, and BankFirst National is a sponsor of BizTalk, so we're really glad to have them both here this morning. We're going to be talking about healthcare benefits for business owners, and if you have a question for Michelle, this would be a good time to call in. The number is 281-1150 in Appleton at 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on a TDS Metricom toll-free line. That number is 1-866-887-1150. Michelle, small business owners are faced with all the same kinds of challenges large business owners are. And one of those is having good quality employees and then providing the benefits they need to keep those employees and retain quality people, attract other quality people. Employee health care benefits are really important. What is that all about? I mean, there's been a lot of talk going on lately with the Health Care Act, Affordable Health Care Act. What are business owners facing today?
You know, with the Affordable Care Act or the ACA, it scared people, I think, a lot at the beginning, thinking, well, now we have to offer health insurance. And one component of that is it hasn't really changed if you're a small business owner. Under 50 employees, there is not a requirement to offer health insurance, okay, just as there wasn't before. So it comes down to a matter of what the business owner's goals are. If they find that they're having a struggle with finding quality employees for recruiting them and retaining them, then that's where the concept of the employee benefits, you know, comes into play. Many small business owners offered insurance well before the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. But the question is now, you know, the rates are changing. So can you continue to afford to do that? So it's a process that you need to work through with a consultant, probably would be your best bet, to find out, you know, what is it that you're looking for as a business owner, and what are the best options for you. For some business owners, we do find that just directing their employees to the Federal Marketplace Exchange might be a good option for them, where others it's going to be, you know, starting up a small group health insurance program.
So can an employer with fewer than 50 employees still use the ACA program?
Absolutely.
But they're not required to.
But they're not required to.
So in order to make that choice, they need to weigh certain pros and cons and so on. And as you mentioned, a consultant or someone familiar with that process, taking them by the hand and walking them through that process would be very beneficial.
Absolutely. I often look at it as, you know, small business owners especially, your job is to run your business, mm-hmm. you know, and you have so many different facets that you have to deal with. And understanding healthcare reform is not really something that you can just do in your spare time. So finding someone that can explain it to you for how it impacts your business specifically is pretty important.
Mm-hmm. Bill, as a banker and in consideration of what business owners are doing in their business, A to Z, they do all kinds of businesses out there, but everybody has pretty much the same formulas they have to pay attention to. They have to deal with cash flow. They have to deal with loans and insurance and so on. From a banker's point of view, how important is it that the business owner have a good plan, because HR costs are like 30% of a company's income or revenue? It's a big item.
Yeah, usually the biggest line item is is the employees. But you know, the important piece of it, I don't think a week goes by lately that I'm not out at a company at their place, and you know, you ask them what keeps them up at night or what's a struggle, and it's finding good people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you're able to offer a competitive benefit package, that's really important to, you know, to people and their families,
mm-hmm.
and that helps them with that recruiting aspect of their business, which you know, if you drive through any of the industrial parks, you're going to see, you know, help wanted signs out by a good portion of the businesses. And mm-hmm. if they can set themselves apart mm-hmm. by offering something that you know, their competitors or their neighbors in the business park aren't doing, they'll you know, get better people.
Right. It's not always just the salary or the bonus package. That's part of it, but it's also what kind of health care benefit can you have for the family, the husband and wife and the children, or just a single parent and the children. That's a real important consideration for business owners. In fact, I was with a guy yesterday who has an 8-year-old son, and he's employed and he wants to start a business he's been playing with, but he's tough to break away from that benefit he has for his health, the health care for his son. Michelle, how does the business engage you to come in and talk about the pros and cons of going with the Affordable Care Act or going with their own plan?
It would just start with contacting me at Ansay & Associates.
What was that phone number again?
It is, thanks for asking, 920-370-4248.
Uh-huh.
So it's really just opening the door to dialogue, you know, setting up a meeting. Sometimes it can be a simple phone conference for us to kind of work through some of the items that you're looking for or where you're at. A big part of what an employer would need is an idea of their budget. Mm-hmm. And there's a strong correlation, as you could tell with Bill's talking. Your banking and your budgeting and, you know, the cost of everything is very much connected with the benefits that you're offering.
That's a great segue into what SCORE does, because SCORE helps business owners prepare business plans, which includes a budget, and really understanding what the numbers are saying. So this would dovetail very nicely with them being able to come to you and say, here's what I can afford, what can I get for this? And you might say, well, if you can afford a little more, here's a better program. But you need to talk those things out.
Right. And I have a team of people with at ANSI that are specialized in employee benefits. We have 40 employee benefits specialists, and some are focused more on whether it's an individual, and we have others that are, you know, small group. Now, small group can be a group of two.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as you go up in size, I do have groups that are four employees up to several hundred. So mm-hmm. it's a matter of first just having that conversation.
Okay, we're going to learn more about this after this next break. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business, from contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated and entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. I'd like to just share with you a little information about our SCORE chapter. The SCORE chapter brings you BizTalk each weekend, and we're very happy to do that with our sponsors, including Bank First National. SCORE chapter is located in the downtown Chamber of Commerce building. We have about 53 mentors in our chapter, volunteers who are experts in their field, who can help you in your business with various aspects to start or grow your business. Our expertise includes areas in legal, HR, marketing, accounting, cash flow and banking, intellectual properties, social media. If you have a question about how to take your company to the next level, or you have a question about starting a company, you just want to bounce some ideas off someone who's experienced in that field, please contact us at foxcities.score.org, or you can reach us at 734-7101. At the chamber office. In addition to the consulting that we do and the mentoring we do, we also have some seminars that we put on each year. Throughout the year, we participate with other organizations, or we do our own seminars. And we currently have a seminar coming up with CAP Services on October 14th at the Hortonville Community Center at 6 o'clock in the evening until 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking about how to manage your banking relationship and not be managed by it. Successful cash flow strategies. That's a seminar that I'll be doing, and SCORE is doing that with CAP Services. So if you'd like to learn more about that, you can go to our website at foxcities.score.com and you can, or .org, foxcities.score.org, and you can sign up for the seminar and learn more about that. That seminar is going to be free. Also coming up is our Simple Steps program. Our first session is going to be September 23rd, this coming Wednesday. It's a first of five-part series. Simple Steps is for companies who are starting or those who are in business but would like to get a basic review of the essentials of operating a successful company. This first session at 8:30 till 12:30 is going to be at the Copper Rock Coffee Cafe in downtown Appleton. That session is free. It includes a breakfast, cup of coffee, the seminar, and a lunch sandwich. You can register at foxcities.score.org. That first session is just basically, what is business? What is being an entrepreneur? Why do you want to become a business owner? We also have four more sessions after that. They begin on September 30, October 14, and October 21. They will be held at the Chamber Building in the evening from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Session number two is a basic business concept. Should I be an LLC? How do I organize as a C-Corp? What are the advantages of being a sole proprietor or a partnership? We're going to talk about the structure of the company. Session number three is a marketing plan. We get into social media using Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, all those things that I don't know much about, but I'll be attending the seminar. Session number four is financial projections. Mary Lou Vandehei, a retired accountant from Kimberly-Clark, does an excellent job walking you through a case study on how to read a balance sheet, an income statement, a statement of cash flows, and everybody in attendance will receive a disc that has all those templates on it with this case study with blank templates next to it. So you can put your own numbers in, modeling after the case study. A great opportunity to learn how to read financial statements. And the last session is funding sources, October 21st. I'll be doing that one. How do you find a bank? How do you approach a lender? What are some lending other alternative resources for funding your business? It's a great series. You can learn more about it at foxcities.score.org. And each of those four sessions is $25, but the first one's free. So don't forget to sign up for that. Lastly, we'd like to mention that CAP Services is conducting a seminar on September 29th on Tuesday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock at the Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce here in Kaukauna. And they're going to be talking about the new credit card chip credit cards, the new electronic chip versus PIN, and what does that new technology mean? It is really more secure. If you'd like to attend that, please contact SCORE at 734-7101, or you can go to CAP Services, Google their website, and you'll be able to register there. But foxcities.score.org is a good place to register if you want to attend that seminar on September 29th on the chip credit cards, the new technology. We're going to turn back now to our guest this morning, Bill Bradley from Bank First National, and Michelle Froehlke, who's a employee benefits consultant with Ansay & Associates. And we're talking healthcare benefits for business owners. It's a big item, and we talked about that in our first couple segments. It's a costly item, and we need to be smart about it. And, Michelle, you were explaining that Ansay has a consulting service. For example, if a business owner wants to explore healthcare benefits for their employees, you have a staff of a number of people who go into the company and listen and look for those opportunities and bring some advice to them and help them weigh their choices.
Absolutely. And one thing I didn't mention in that segment was Ansay has, we always take a proactive approach. So what can we offer that other independent insurance mm-hmm. agencies aren't? And something that really we've found to be quite helpful for the small business owner is the creation of our own Ansay exchange. So rather than going straight to the federal marketplace exchange, where you're kind of on your mm-hmm. own, employees are just, you know, put out there to find the insurance, best insurance for them. The Ansay exchange, you still get the benefit of having an insurance consultant, but you get also more choices. So our exchange is called Lighthouse 46, and you can read more about that, I suppose, at ansay.com. But the essential part of that is once an employer finds out, you know, what is their budget, they determine what it is, they could set a defined contribution amount for their employees. And then the employees are allowed to go onto the Ansay exchange, Lighthouse 46, and pick a health plan that would be suitable for their family. Mm-hmm. Some employees like a high deductible health plan with a health savings sure. account, the HSA. Others who have maybe a lot of kids were going to the doctor off and say, no way, I want to stick with the traditional copay plan. And the Ansay exchange allows for employees to make that determination after the employer is able to make their budgetary
In that process, Michelle, does ANSA offer any consulting or answer questions for the employees who might be looking at
Absolutely.
That choice?
You bet. It's a whole partnership. And on the exchange, there's even a very nice kind of a Q&A process where employees can answer questions such as, you know, what are your bills for your medications in a month? What health care conditions do you have? And then that will help direct you to the right employee benefit program. So mm-hmm. each person can mirror it for what's best for them.
It can be pretty overwhelming for the employee to decide which one should I go with, because isn't that a one-year commitment?
Correct. And we find employers don't want to let their workers have to go and figure this all out for themselves, because then that's stressful for them, causes, you know, maybe some yep. reduced productivity. And so the employers really want to find offer solutions. And ANSA has, you know, it can go from everything from the single or the exchange or to the group insurance.
So really you're partnering with the business employer to help service the employees. So he's basically saying to his employees, here's a resource you can go and call and you can get answers to your questions to fit your family.
That's exactly right. And I'm glad you use the word resource, because that's how you have to find resources, whether it's
trusted resources.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Trusted and knowledgeable, not just yes. trustworthy, but stupid. So we need to be, you know, have, strategic partnerships,
right.
you know, people that you can call and ask and that are actually going to return your calls. That's a big piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will do what they say they're going to do.
Now, you mentioned you had a staff that works with you at the company. Mm-hmm. How many are in this staff?
We have 40 employee benefits people on
our
staff.
That's quite a few people.
Yep. ANSI has over 200 employees. So that's, again, with the commercial and the personal lines.
Are you at liberty to say how many employers you provide health benefit consulting to?
I probably would be at liberty, but I'm not sure of the total number, so I'd have to make that
up. Well, with 40 employers, 40 people in it, must be quite a... And you're like in 11 locations around Wisconsin, aren't you?
Absolutely, yep. Manitowoc. So we actually go to a lot of the same locations that Bank First National is, because they're our partner. Manitowoc, Green Bay, Appleton, Madison, Port Washington is where our headquarters is. Mosinee, West Bend, Marshfield. So, and we are going to be expanding into the neighboring states in a very short while.
So you're growing and you're being very successful. That's good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Bill, in terms of the banking relationship, again, you and ANSA have a good relationship together, but insurance and banking really go hand in hand, don't they? Not just for healthcare benefits, but product liability, liability insurance.
Yeah, it's it's an important piece of the business. I think there's that new commercial out where it shows, you know, you think you're insured for this, but you're really insured
right.
for this
right.
is a
right.
good way that a lot of businesses should look at it, because they might not
Correct.
Know what they're insured for.
Right.
That's why, I brought Michelle in on the employee benefit side and some of her associates, on the property and equipment and liability insurance. And they just do a good job. You know, it's somebody you can hand them off with. You know they're going to call back. And it's not a 1-800 phone tree number they call. They
it's
call
a
Michelle.
Service.
They
good
call
response.
Glenn.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And I know, as having been a lender myself for a long time, that it's always important that the borrower have insurance on the assets that they pledge as collateral for the loan. Sometimes those expire. Sometimes they run out. But we can't have that. We have to have good insurance in place.
Exactly. I mean, step two or three of the documentation is, naming Bank First as the additional insured on the equipment. So that's an important piece to us, because if they have a fire or, if something happens, a business interruption,
mm-hmm.
Whatever piece of that asset is insured is important to us because of our collateral and
right.
their ability to repay us.
And just like it's important to the business owner himself or herself,
yeah,
have the value there. And ANSA is a full-service insurance agency, so that you offer all those different products, health care, liability, personal lines, business lines, everything, right?
Absolutely. And that's, again, if you go back to your comment about the resources, we have to have – I don't know everything, but I know if anybody has a banking question, I can refer them to Bill. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's such a great peace of mind, and that gives me value, too, to the partner company that I'm working with, that I have other resources for them.
Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit earlier, Michelle, about Bill, you brought it up. It's the time of the year when employers should be looking at healthcare plans. What are some dates out there? There are some dates that trigger things happening and they have to be done by a certain date. What are some of those dates out there?
Well, with the Affordable Care Act, everyone has to have health insurance. And so those people who are looking toward the federal marketplace exchange, your plan options are out there as of October 15th. So yeah, that would be an important date to make sure that you start to look at what options fit best for you if you're on your own, and then have that plan selected by the end of the year so that for January 1st, you have an effective health plan.
Can an employee opt out of the employer's plan where they work and join a different plan in, under Affordable Health Care Act?
They can if they choose to. They would not be eligible for a subsidy.
Correct.
And that will depend, of course, on their salary anyway. But if you opt out, that would be a possibility.
But the law requires everybody has to have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So as an individual, if I say to my employer, I don't need your health insurance, and I don't go get insurance, what is the consequence?
The consequence is to you. It's that your employer is not your employer is not on the hook for anything. That's
correct.
That would be your own responsibility. And so the penalty for that will be next year. You know, the $95 was for last year, so that's increased to about $225 going forward and increasing from there. For an individual, if you have children, obviously that'll increase further. And that's all being monitored by the IRS and your W-2s.
I know. I know. But I just wanted to make people aware that they need to have health insurance or there's a consequence to that. The one consequence is if you get sick or your children get sick, you don't have health insurance. That's not good. But there's a penalty for not having health insurance.
And as an employer, if you're in a situation where you're looking at your budget of, you know, would my employees actually be better off if I didn't offer insurance and I sent them to the exchange and maybe offset their income somehow, you can't tell them what to use that offset income for. But if people were going to look at the exchange, would they be better off? I just did an evaluation for a company last week, and based on having a group coverage, every person on their plan was better off with the group coverage than if they went to the exchange and got a subsidy.
Really?
So it's definitely worth that, that consultative visit and looking deeply into that.
How do folks reach you again, Michelle? What's your phone number there?
Well, they call me at 920-370-4248. Or my email, can I say that one again?
Sure.
Okay, it's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, .Froehlke, F as in Frank, R, OEHLKE at ANSAE.com.
It sounds to me like it's a very necessary resource for anybody in business with two or more employees who ought to be. This is the time of the year, as Bill said, to sit down and evaluate health care benefits for employee staff. Because a lot of employees are saying, I'll keep this job because I have health care benefits. And they maybe aren't happy with the pay, but they're getting the benefits. That's how important healthcare benefits is becoming today in the workplace. And employers are beginning to recognize that.
And like Bill said right off the bat, there's a lot of competition for finding good quality workers can rely on. And we're finding that the employee benefits that have been offered are even more important than ever.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Michelle Froehlke of ANSAE & Associates and Bill Bradley of Bank First National about healthcare benefits. Before we continue our conversation, I would like to just extend some appreciation to the sponsors of BizTalk who help bring us the program to you each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs, the Legal Business Edge, LLC, Bank First National. Bill Bradley is here this morning representing Bill, as is Michelle. Also, Candale Creative. Candale Creative helps maintain our website, biztalkwithscore.com. If you missed the show today or you'd like to listen to it again or previous shows, you can go to www.biztalkwithscore.com to listen to our programs. And we also want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch, for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business, you really should subscribe to that periodical. For $20 a year, you're going to gain some really good knowledge and insight into what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So you want to thank our sponsors for helping to promote the BizTalk program and our Score chapter, bringing you the program every weekend. Michelle, we've been talking about healthcare benefits this morning, and what's really important is the consultative resource that ANSA can be for business owners who are considering expanding or changing or modifying. And also the really important thing I picked up this morning was that their employees can call your office and they can get some advice on what's the best plan for them.
Yeah, I think as a summary of ANSA, we have a vast scope of services that mm-hmm. can help the employers and the employees find the programs, the resources, the benefits that would fit their needs the best. Like Mike ANSA would love to say is we are here to help you get your version of the American dream. So mm-hmm. it's whatever resources we can bring to you.
You do that the ANSA way, too.
The ANSA way every day.
Bill, thanks for being here this morning. And Bank First National is already an active player in the Fox Cities area, Oshkosh, Appleton, and your new building going up on West Wisconsin Avenue, opening January 19th?
January 19th, yep.
And you're a full-service bank. You offer business lending, all kinds of loans for consumers, mortgages.
Yeah, full-service bank, really good at the old-fashioned banking. As long as people matter in banking, we're going to do very well.
Yep. It's very important. It doesn't work when it's a transaction relationship. It's got to be a human relationship.
Exactly.
In fact, I remember when Bill Melzer, who taught me business lending many years ago, told me that the best rule in business lending is to know your borrower. That's the first rule. And if you don't know the borrower, then you're taking a chance lending money. You just can't look at numbers. You got to look at the borrower, the individual. It's a great complementary service you both bring to the business community, ANSA and Bank First National. It's a great relationship. And as you pointed out earlier on, one of you said something about having trusted advisors, knowledgeable trusted advisors. I think ANSA provides that for business owners, those who want to learn it.
Yeah, and like I said, the partnership with Bank First. The partnership with Bank First has been very important, so that we have anything that an organization needs or an employer is looking for, we have the resources for them.
Great. Well, as is our tradition on BizTalk, we ask our guests to leave a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom. Ladies first.
All right. My pearl of wisdom for you today is surround yourself with knowledgeable, trustworthy advisors, and you won't lose.
That's a good advice. It's got to be trusted. Bill?
I think it's been publicized a little more now on CNBC with Mark Lemonis, but when I talk to a business, I say the three most important things are your people, your product, and your process. You know, get good at those three things, and a lot of times there's success. Mm-hmm. In addition to prompt financial reporting, there's a big correlation between if you know how you did the prior month and getting that to your bank.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to ask each of you to leave your contact information again, Michelle.
You can reach me at 920-370-4248 or michelle.froke@ansa.com.
Bill?
920-609-3401 is the phone, and bbradley@bankfirstnational.com.
Thanks, guys. It was great to have you on the show this morning. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd also like to just remind everyone in the audience to go to our website at foxcities.score.org to check out the different seminars that we have coming up. I mentioned them during the show. And please register if you'd like to attend. And also, our guest next week is going to be Kurt Hailing. Kurt is a partner with Albertson Hailing CPAs. They are also a sponsor of BizTalk. We want to thank Kurt for that sponsorship. Thank you for listening this morning. We hope to talk to you next week, and you're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.